So getting yourself warm and cosy and padded up, nice. Good. Checking your posture. And calming the body and the mind. And once more, setting the scenario up in your mind. And you begin to feel very heavy. Weighed down. Sinking. Sinking. And the form aggregate now is losing its power and can't sustain its consciousness. Limbs thin and loose. Can't open or close my eyes. And the vision that I have has no colour. It's slightly dark and unclear. All vitality and luster has gone. And the earth element that goes with the form aggregate loses its power, giving temporary boost to the water element. And now a vision appears to my mind of a silver-blue mirage. There's no feeling within my body, mind now of pleasure or pain or indifference. And the feeling aggregate, therefore, is losing its power and can't sustain its consciousness. I can't hear. And even the internal humming that's been with me since birth has gone. My body is inert. My mouth, my tongue, my throat, so dry. No saliva. And all my fluids are drying. There will be scum over my teeth now. And the water element linked to the feeling aggregate loses its power and gives temporary brilliance to the fire element. My vision changes now. And I see smoke, puffs of thin, billowing up smoke. My sense of smell has gone. So my discrimination aggregate is losing its power and can't sustain that consciousness. I pay attention to no one. I can't remember names. Who are these people? My breathing is changing. It's difficult now. When I breathe in, it's quite short. And when I breathe out, it seems to be longer. And people in the room will hear a rattling sound, gasping. The fire element, linked to the discrimination aggregate, loses its power, giving the wind element a little bit more power. And in that breath, enhancing the power, my vision changes. And I see now sparks of fire, like from a bonfire, or like fireflies. I can't move my tongue now. And so the aggregate of compositional factors, mental volition, is losing its power and can no longer support its consciousness. My tongue now is thick, short, with a kind of bluish root. There is no taste, no experience of touch. And my external breath has stopped completely. But there's still a subtle breath. Death has not yet occurred. And the wind element that is connected to the compositional factors loses its power and its consciousness. And the vision that arises to me now is of a candle flame, a kind of dim red-blue flame, flickering, flickering. And slowly the flickering steadies. And there is a steady flame. Now, the five sense minds are no more, and the luminous, knowing nature of the mind emerges. And this mind still has different levels, gross to very subtle. And now the concepts begin to lose their power, lose their purchase. And the 80 gross concepts, such as thoughts of fear, anger, jealousy, joy, all lose their power. And this allows the different subtle levels of minds of consciousness to manifest. These are much more subtle. And the vision is now of a mind of white appearance. It's luminous. Open. Unobstructed, like an autumn sky suffused by white light and nothing else. And as the mind of white light dissolves, the more subtle mind of red increase arises, and the vision is of a vivid red-orange sky and nothing else. And as the mind of red increase dissolves, the more subtle mind of black near attainment. And there is awareness of a blackness, then unconsciousness. The mind begins to emerge from this unconsciousness, becoming more and more subtle. And the unconsciousness clears, and the mind of clear light manifests. And this is the final death vision. A very clear light, the sky of an autumn dawn, completely empty, the fundamental, innate mind of clear light. And here the yogi will stay and practice. Directly realizing emptiness. With the possibility of full enlightenment. But for the rest of us, this very subtlest mind now leaves the body and true death occurs. It's possible that others will see a trickle of red blood at the nose, white fluid from the sex organs, and the very subtle mind that leaves the body now, because it retains the habit of attachment to self, with the fear of I am becoming non-existent, craves and creates the Bardo body. And so the processes, the eight stages, occur in reverse order. The vision of clear light. The vision of vivid black near attainment. the vision of red increase. The vivid white appearances. The flame. The fireflies. The puffs of smoke. And the mirage. And suddenly you have a Bardo body. Often in the shape of your next rebirth. If a human, then you're a childlike, between 5 and 7 years old. And your Bardo body is very light, like a dream body, indestructible, can move through walls, there's nothing to resist. And you have psychic powers. You can transport yourself to wherever you wish to be. But with all of this, the suffering is quite high. The fear, the visions that come. The visions that come that you think are real and solid. And we're blown about by these karmically created visions and fear. Desperate, craving for a body. Searching, searching. And you come across a couple making love, your future parents. You enter through the crown of the father, travel down the central channel. And you travel with the semen from the father into the womb of the mother. And there you become established and you begin to grow. And at the time of birth, what will be your circumstances? They will be karmically driven, but not set in stone. But what is sure is the cycle of suffering continues. Perpetual, revolving, the circle of samsara. Again and again. Thank you.